We are talking of the most affected provinces as the following. That is all the Matabeleland, Manicaland, and the Mashingo. We have had a situation where we have actually designed a plan or a program as government to say we will have the Mashonalands actually taking food, because we call them surplus provinces, to take food from there as government to take to the deficit provinces. But however, out of the three Mashonalands, that is Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East, and the Mashonaland West, we have had calls of hunger from some districts in Mash Central. And because the SIMVAC report had not actually reflected on whether any Mashonaland would need food, therefore it might mean that by the end of the year, we may have extra from the 1,700. We may have actually a ballooned figure in terms of what we were actually looking at. Why? Because during the time when SIMVAC carried out this report, others still anticipated or expected to harvest a little bit more, that they could actually cover the gap in terms of cereal requirements up to the next harvest season.
Let's look at the $25 that is being given to some poor households. Is this enough to cater for their food needs?
At least a blessing, half a loaf is better than nothing. Because if it's given regularly, $25, they'll be able to buy a bag of maize, they'll be able to access cooking oil, they'll be able to access vegetables or relish.